A pastor in Patchogue, Long Island, asked the Suffolk County Republican Party to move tomorrow's Donald Trump fundraiser and then found himself in the middle of a battle between the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal and Trump supporters and immigration activists. Trump is scheduled to speak on the same street where Ecuadorian immigrant Marcelo Lucero was beaten to death by teenagers in a 2008 hate crime that tore the town apart. Lucero's brother has called for the Trump event to be canceled. The Reverend Dwight Lee Walter of the Congregational Church of Patchogue wants it moved, and the New York Times agrees. But a Wall Street Journal editor and the GOP say that's a hypocritical violation of freedom of speech. Well, Reverend Walter joins us now. We've spoken before. This hits home for you.
I presided over the funeral of Marcelo Lucero after he was killed in the hate crime murder incident at the hands of seven teenagers from the local high school. I, unlike some, do not say that canceling this event is necessary. I advocated primarily for moving it. When you have a candidate, whether he or she be Republican, Independent, Democrat, who is advocating for the deportation of up to 12 million people who are not documented or immigrants, and then you're 1,000 feet away from the hate crime murder of an undocumented immigrant that ripped a community apart and became an international story, that at the very best is either not well-informed or it's manipulative. Trying to get a lot of publicity and people all up in arms, and so we can be pushing each other around on the streets and in the rooms and then still not talking about the important issues that are goofing up America today.
Well, the New York Times editorial, which came after your call to move the venue, is titled, "Mr. Trump Reopens the Wounds of a Hate Crime." They remind people of how hard the area has tried to come back from that huge wound caused by that attack. But the Wall Street Journal's James Taranto points out that when citizens protested a mosque near Ground Zero because it reopened wounds for them, the Times did not support them. They call this hypocritical. And they also question the politics. John J. Laval, chair of the Suffolk County GOP committee, says he's suspicious of your motives, connecting a vicious hate crime with what he calls Mr. Trump's commitment to enforcement of immigration laws. Just respond to that, the accusation that this is political.
Whether it's political or not, it's insensitive, it's ill-informed, it's divisive, and it has torn sutures out of the healing wounds of a community, a family, a church, a contentious issue in America. Move the event to, a mile away at a college.
Well, Reverend, we also want to point out the Washington Post has a piece today about the Trump supporter seen on a videotape shoving and screaming invective at a young black woman, an extremist. He's been tracked by the Southern Poverty Law Center. Do you worry that there will be violence if the Trump event is moved or canceled?
Yes, I do worry, but I firmly believe that if the goal is to advance your candidate, move it to a place where there's less likelihood that the situation and the venue will incite violence in and of itself.
The Reverend Dwight Lee Walter of the Congregational Church of Patchogue. Thank you so much, Reverend, for speaking with us.
Peace.